For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Sports, welcome to another exciting Tuesday after what I consider one of our favorite holidays of the year. The first week of NFL football.
Glorious.
Obviously, we got the Jew in New York, and the crew is all here. Let's get into a lot of exciting stuff we got going on. Please go check out BetDSI.com. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk, and you'll get $10 betting cash. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com and use the... Go to CavemanCoffee.com, use Punch Drunk Sports, and get 10% off your coffee. And use our Amazon links. We almost had a guy to use $250,000, but apparently that wasn't real, so we're looking into that. And final thing, if you want to write for our website, we would love it. We're the most interactive show. We let you call in, which be part of the show. We let you write for our website. So go to the website, click the banner that says write for the website with the two little monkeys on it. We need writers. I'd like to have 25 writers on this thing. If you want to write, and because we're joining Apple News now. Apple News is about to go either this week or next week.
We're
a part of the Apple News.
Ooh.
PunchDrunkSports.com. You guys should check it out sometime. It's a really nice website. So that's good stuff. Dates out of the gates. Let's get them going.
I've got Edmonton next
Where,
week.
The House of Blues? A House of Comedy?
House of Blues Comedy.
House of Blue Comedy.
This next week, the Thursday or Wednesday through Saturday, and then straight to Toronto from there.
What are you doing in Toronto?
Just for Laughs, 42.
All right.
Tickets are at my website, arithegreat.com, and then I'm going straight to shoot in L.A. after that. You will be sucking my fart.
Sucking.
Hey, so who's doing this season? Let's hear.
What?
Who's doing
this
season? Let's hear this.
Let's hear who made it.
Good one, Sam.
This fart season?
Yeah.
This fart season is going to be cottage cheese. It's
going to be broccoli. That's not what we want.
It's going to be sardines.
That's not what we want to hear.
I got the fart funnel, too. I brought my fart funnel.
That's
Sam,
not.
Sam, you know, somebody came to a show at the stand, and he suggested, I don't know what you think about it, but he suggested taking the funnel and putting it through a bong, and so then you can, like, see it bubbling up and then breathe it through the bong.
That bong right there, I will do that if I can shove that up your ass. I can shove that top part of that up your ass. I will do a bong hit off that up your ass.
No, no, it's still
Dude, we'll work it out. A little pain for you,
I might take that option because it might dilute it a little bit. Now it's going through nine or ten different things.
Lift that bong again. Lift the bong again, Ari.
Yeah, it's going through water.
Okay, you guys at home can't see it. No, lower it a little bit. At the top of the bong, there's a nice... that part.
No, that's what you breathe out of.
No. I'm going to put a funnel on the end there, shove the top up your ass, and breathe off that.
No, if anything, my asshole would go around.
No.
Or I put this in my asshole, and then
Ari, I have the fart funnel. It's not even coming. I'll reverse it. I'll do a reverse of that.
In reverse.
Yeah. Let's hear who made this fun season.
Oh, this season? Al Madrigal.
Yes.
Okay.
Kurt Metzger.
All right.
Yes.
White guy.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Okay, really? I love him.
Just pulled out. He can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Big loss.
Literally.
Ron White.
Okay? Yeah.
He's cool. He's been on the store lately. Cool guy.
He's smooth. He just moved to L.A.
He just got fucked by his assistant. Stole like half a mil from him.
Oh, no way.
Really? He was also in the back bar of the green room during the roast battle. It was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something.
It was the night of my battle.
So I went back there, and I'm sitting in the green room watching the roast battle back there, because then you don't have to go upstairs, and it's like super fucking packed.
They Periscope
it on the TV down there.
Oh, that's great.
So you can sit in there, and there's only like nine people in there, and then you don't have to fucking sit up there in the sweat box.
Wow, that's cool.
I'm sitting back there, Ron White's back there, and I'm like, man, it's fucking... Whoever's right outside the window smoking pot is smoking a fuck... Like, it was so strong. Look over, Ron White's just rolling his own joint, just smoking it in the inside bar.
Dude.
I'm like, wow, this guy gives zero fucks.
Dude, his opening to that special where he goes, I got a divorce because my wife got in her head that I cheated on her in Omaha, Nebraska. And I did, and I'm going to tell you why.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He's actually cool, like, on stage, too, because he was going, and he actually went a little long. And right in the middle of a joke, he looks over and he goes, "Is that blue light mean I gotta shut the fuck up?" And Jeff Scott's like, "Yeah, it's been on for a minute." He goes, "Thank you very much, everybody. Who's next?"
He didn't even finish his joke.
He like felt, and you know how it is when big timers come in there. And they're not used to it. I don't give a fuck.
You know what's even
he
worse?
Saw the light, ended his bit right then, and he goes, "Who's next? Thank you, everybody."
There are some guys who aren't even fucking names, but they're national headliners who think, "Oh, I'm gonna run the fucking light." It's like, yeah, no,
like,
dude.
Like, there's not another 12 people just as funny as you waiting to go up.
That one dude, what's his name from Middle Eastern? From where? Oh, he's from Armenia. Sam Tripoli.
No, I don't run the light.
You're so good.
You're the man.
Not even close, Ari. Not even close.
And people say, you mean going over three times? Like, no, going about 5 to 10 minutes. It's Tripoli.
That's not a triple. Like, Tripoli is 3 minutes, and I will accept that answer.
Tripoli's 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Start your last bit.
3 minutes. No, dude.
Leslie Jones would get to light.
One time recently I did run it because I was... not having a good set at all. And that was the only one. And
Leslie goes long.
Leslie will get to light and start doing crowd work. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
20 minutes in?
Crowd work. So it's like, you don't have to finish anything up.
20 minutes in, you're going to start, where are you from? Hey, what's the deal with you two? Where are you guys from? I'm like, you've had the light for 5 minutes. You're asking these guys where they're from now?
Yeah.
30 minutes into your fucking 20-minute set?
Yeah.
Real quick, dates out of the gates.
I'm going out of town. I will not be here next week. I'm going home for a wedding. And then, big announcement, I saw Saratella the other night. He goes, "Hey, man, how'd you like to do the Melrose Improv Comedy Juice?" I go, "Great." He goes, "How's December 23rd?
Yeah.
I go, "Hit me up in November.
Yeah.
December 23rd.
He's
but I am doing the Madhouse in October, and I'm doing the Irvine Improv also in October. So in the next couple weeks, I'll have some gigs coming up when I get back.
I just did the Sam Scott set. We'll talk about it later on. But where are you going to be?
I'm actually going to be hosting Potluck for the first time next Monday.
Oh, that means your name's on the marquee.
Yeah, man. I'm really, really excited.
That's great, Mexican.
Nice.
I've heard that you guys used to be the best hosts at Potluck.
Yeah.
Especially you and Ari.
I used to do something where there was this guy, Gaylord Dingler.
And I would make
the crowd give him a standing O, right? So at some point, Mitzi decided she didn't want me to host it anymore because I think I was having too much fun.
And it
was making it cool. So she took me off. She put Skippy Simon on. And after 2 weeks, Gaylord Dingler comes up to me and goes, "Sam, I don't know what it is. Ever since you stopped hosting, I don't get standing O's anymore." So you're going to be in Toronto. Okay, that's it. I'm in town this week. I'm doing a couple shows in town, so that's about it, man. Nothing major. Well, I had a great time. Oh, yeah, real quick, man. Been starting to book private events, dude, and it's been going really well, dude.
Hey, you told me about that.
Yeah. Did you book another one?
To do what? Naughty show or just you?
No, just me, dude. I've been called to do some fun, weird shit. I get paid usually. I can make what I make in a week at a club doing one of these events.
For degenerates?
Yeah, they're Punch Junk fans. They're Tripoli fans. And you know what? It's so funny. Like, lately I've been doing some clubs, and my numbers have been really good lately, and it's so funny because Howard Hughes, I was doing stand up Scottsdale, and he's a good guy. He's crazy, and he did something at comedy club owner or manager never does. He goes, dude, this is our best Friday in forever. Dude, I can't remember having a good this Friday. Because usually they'll always
they'll
keep
never
it
want to say that
by their chest because they never want you to know you're doing well.
Yep.
Because you always do it. What I did was ask for more money. It's like, hey, dude, throw me some more cash. We did fucking good this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Or they'll tell you how good the guy before you did or how next week is already sold out.
No, no, no. What they'll do, what I always do when I come to town, and I don't know if this happens to you, Ari, I show up and, oh, dude, it's the pumpkin festival.
Oh,
dude,
yeah,
the pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's downtown. Everybody's there, and it's like there's pumpkins, and chicks just get fucking naked, dude. So, oh, man, afterwards, maybe you should go down there because that's where everyone's going to fucking be. So yeah, if you want me to come down, I'll come do your, I'd love to do crazy ass events. I did a fucking garage. I'll do fucking private parties in Vegas. I just got hired for that.
I just booked a funeral.
Yeah. Tebow, you could fucking do that.
I booked a funeral.
It's actually my funeral. You could be fucking headlining right now. I keep telling you.
Let's make it happen.
No, you gotta make it happen.
Well, I'm saying, tell me what club it is.
No, okay. Okay.
You're saying there's a club.
Give me your hand. Let me walk you over
no,
here.
No, but you're like, hey, there's this club you should headline. I'm like, what is it? Figure it out. Take a guess. Just call random numbers until someone says so.
Which is what I do.
Right.
I do that. I'm like, oh, that's a club. Let me hit them up. And it's just like, well, you just hustle.
Honestly, I was talking to Big J about this for the guys he has this podcast with that aren't as big as him. But like, he was like, if you wanted to get feature work, I mean, you could just get that. You're a bargain at feature work.
Yeah, no, I don't want
to. Unless you have some fans come to see you, which you never get from a feature.
Yeah.
Like, but, clubs would be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you're not going to make any money.
Oh, yeah, well, sure.
Okay. all right.
Of course.
I can't believe that you didn't take that into account during the whole discussion right there. That should have stopped you right there. Oh, you won't make money.
Ari got all technical with me yesterday. I did a nice, kind thing. I hit up a few of my Jewish friends, told them happy shamalama ding dong. And that's, then he's like, yeah, you're mispronouncing it. He got all butthurt.
Dude.
Butthurt. It's just, it's pronounced Rosh Hashanah.
I thought it was Zsa Gabora.
I thought it was Shasharama.
You guys are both off.
Why?
But
what
did
you say? Ari, stop looking at whatever you're doing right there. We're doing a podcast.
I was
close. I got to download the sponsors app.
You're looking at your phone, so you're doing official work. All right. So, Ari, are we sticking with the Jufro?
No.
The Jewhawk.
It's kind of a Jewhawk.
It's not a Jufro.
It's a Jew. Yeah, it's a Jewhawk. My apologies. Are you sticking with it? Is it getting
you
ass?
I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna freshen it up for my storyteller show. I'm gonna record like this, 8 episodes of a show. I just ordered a nice denim suit.
Wait, who else is on? You didn't tell us who are the rest.
Yeah, we want to find out who on our
we're
level.
We're
is
halfway
doing
there.
It that we you didn't
we're
go
halfway
with us
there.
For.
Okay, we got Kanane.
I like
Sean
that.
He's good.
He's good.
Moshe.
Of course, Moshe.
He's on the show a lot of times, but yeah.
Are you worried about it becoming Moshe's show?
No, I'm not at all.
How many times has Moshe done the show?
He's done the
Comedy Central show.
Digital one time.
Huh? What do we got to do?
Be one of their guys.
Oh, okay. I respect that.
So they all go, well, we got to get Sam in here.
Again.
And then I'm like, yeah, guys, I'm absolutely on board with that. Absolutely. Like when they bring up Magical's name, it's like, yeah, sure. Of course we should do that. Let's move forward.
Who else? No girls. No girls. No ethnic people.
Girls are tough. Let me tell you the girls who we asked who couldn't do it.
Well, they're all going to bitch. They're going to bitch.
Nikki Glaser said, so I'm saying it out loud. Nikki Glaser said next year, Bridget Everett was going to do it. She can't anymore. Bonnie McFarlane is doing it.
Yes, I love her.
I love her too.
Yeah, everybody does love her. She's great.
I'm going to cut my dick off so I could do your fucking show. And they could just put it back on, right?
Oh yeah, they can.
You wouldn't have, I mean, if you actually got a transsexual like change or something.
Do you think I could co-host the show?
You could probably get me pushed out. I mean, that's how bad they need diversity. You did tanning too, really played up that fucking awful Arab side of yours.
What? It's Armenian, you fuck.
Yeah, I said
it. It all smells the same.
It all smells the same. Good point.
That's a great point.
So Nicole Byer is the other girl from MTV. Young. She told a good story.
Yep. Of
is she hot?
No.
Is Girl Code like taking over the world? Is anybody on Girl Code just blowing up?
They're all sort of getting bigger, but so it's like.
How about Jade? Is Jade getting bigger?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is she out there or is she out here?
Her boyfriend was riding out here.
I think they just came back to LA. I saw her the other day, and I thought I heard her saying that they just moved back here.
Really?
That makes sense.
I thought so.
Is he not riding there anymore?
Swartzen is doing it.
Oh, great. Oh, nice.
I like Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel that bad this time.
Henry Rollins.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's a hell of a story.
Henry Rollins. Joey Diaz.
Oh, nice. Great.
Let's see. Who else we got here? Felipe.
Oh, yeah.
Sparza.
Uh-huh. Artie Lang.
Yeah, those are all good.
Well, see, I can't bitch about this. Except for Moshe's fucking legacy three-time appearance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah. Steve Simone.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
And I have an announcement to make, but I need a second.
You have AIDS.
I just had my phone meeting before this with Comedy Central. This guy. Hold on.
I was just talking to the president of comedy and a big fan of mine, by the way.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. You didn't know? Yeah, breaking news right now.
Yep.
Bret Ernst has just been booked for the show.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I'm doing a show with him tonight.
I love Bret Ernst.
We're shooting something weird. I don't even know what it is.
So what, my story wasn't good enough?
Did you do your story?
Yeah, I talked about smoking crack with a robot.
Tell you what I told Rich Voss, because I set up a whole show out here just so I could get Bonnie on, so I could show them Bonnie that she can do a good job, you know? And then Rich, she goes, can Rich do the show too? I was like, yeah, sure. And I just, you know, booked the whole show, but the whole point was to get Bonnie on. And then Rich asked me later, he's like, what do you think? Do you think I got the show? And I'm like, oh no, Rich, you had no chance. And he's like, what do you mean? I did well. I'm like, oh, you were never in the running. And he said, but I did good. I'm like, you know how many white men are ahead of you? There's just no chance in hell.
It's just uncalled for, dude.
It's just white males, man. I've told a lot of guys. I'm like, hey, your story is good enough to get on my show, but you are a white male. So I am not going to book you.
I did my showcase.
So I can get another person who's probably less good than you.
I did my showcase in blackface, and they were like, I don't
really. That
was
smart. You got in the running.
Thank you.
Turns out they were highly offended by that.
Yeah, they did not like it. They did not like
you're
it.
You're killing me.
Because every joke I kept going, mammy, mammy.
Yeah.
And they're like, why is this guy keep saying mammy?
I thought the watermelons were a nice touch.
I thought that was a nice touch, too. I ate a watermelon in like 8 seconds.
How long is the average story?
6 minutes.
On my show?
Yeah.
No, way more than that. We cut them down to about 6.5 for TV. But the internet ones, you'll see the average. I'd say about 10, 11. But, I mean, some of the best stories Bert Kreischer's told has been like 6.
I told 2 7-minute stories.
You did?
Yeah.
The one where you passed out and woke up fucking the girl.
That story's too long. But I told the other story on that one. But when I woke up and I was mid-fucking a girl that got into
that was a good story.
Almost got into a fist fight with 5 hours earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I told her I was going to kick her in her throat.
You should have told the rape one.
That one's also long. That one's also long. That's funny, but there's a lot of things. Like, the end of it's funny, but the whole up to it, I got to put more jokes in it.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, but the
Sklar brothers, did they get it?
No.
Oh, my God. They killed that night.
They did.
Oh, really?
They crushed.
I was worried.
We also got, it's like, at this point.
Christina Pajinski didn't get it?
She's doing it, yeah.
Oh, everybody. Oh, you're I love her.
She's doing it, yeah.
You should get her to do it before she pumps that baby out. That'll
be out now.
She's going to do it about 7.5, 8 months pregnant.
See, that's great.
Perfect.
That'll take care of women, babies, pregnant women.
I think it's going to be cool as hell to see her tell a fight story with a fucking 8 months pregnant belly.
Yeah, that is funny.
And if she breastfeeds on TV, it'll be like, you know, like a movement kind of thing. Like
by the time it comes out, the baby will be born. Never mention it. Just never mention the fact that she's fucking pregnant. It's just a person doing her thing.
God, her unborn kid's going to have more TV credits than everybody on this show but you.
If either you got to the place where you were cool enough to be in their conversation or just to even be heard,
fucking kill you when I see you. Just know that. Just know that. When are we boxing, by the way? I'm so ready to fight
you. See how mad he got him so worked up? He's like, how can I punch him? Oh, I'm supposed to punch him.
Just unbelievable.
In the winter. I'll be there all winter.
All right, dude, we're going to do it.
What were you saying? If any of us get cool enough to get our name on their fucking lips?
I would tell you, like, hey, show me that. Dude, that story was so good with Awakening of the Golden Grahams and all that stuff. That's the story to present to them.
Right. Yeah, the other one I did was the other one I told.
that night?
Yeah, the 50 Shades of Macy Gray, when I got kicked out of the bar two times in 2 minutes.
I remember smoking weed in the disguise.
Yep, that's the one I did. And then I did a different, I did a newer one where I was drinking. I tied two drinking stories together, but.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, they all loved it. Standing ovation. And like, God, if you only were just off the boat.
Filipino.
You need an accent.
So yeah, not even for white guys, but for store guys.
Like, man, like, I tell you, you're super hilarious. You got a good look, but you're just too white.
Yeah. And store guys, too. They're like, they want to get some alt guys and store guys and MTV guys. And it's just like.
It's so funny that Comedy Central, as well as all of network television, is so worried about being perceived as racist that they're being racist.
Oh, it's the
bloggers. They're like, nah, you're too white. Like, sorry, you're too white and too normal looking. Can't have you. We don't want to be seen as racist. I'm like, that is racism.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm trying to get across to people.
What story did
Ernst
tell?
What story did Ernst tell? You're too white. I'm trying to get them mad enough to fucking revolt.
Yeah, what story did Ernst tell, and how much over 45 minutes was that story?
No, I saw Steve's story. It's a good story. It's pretty funny. It's about two cholos.
Ernst or Cerrone? Ernst? I'm talking about Ernst.
What's Ernst's story?
I'm not going to tell it right now. It's going to come out.
No, I'm just saying how long was
general.
It?
Oh, it was about 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll have to chop it down a little for TV, but the YouTube clip will be full.
It's unbelievable. The last time I did stand-up on Comedy Central, I got a standing O.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
So that's the point.
So did Gaylord Dingler.
Alive right now.
I think you proved that standing ovations don't mean anything after a Gaylord Dingler story.
Let's get into the NFL.
Simone, too.
What's that?
Simone, too. Same shit.
What do you mean?
He got a standing ovation on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah. He did Gabriel's thing.
Yeah.
Let's get into, real quickly, let's get into the NFL. Great season.
All right.
Overreaction.
How stupid were the New York Giants?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. What a game.
Dude, I got out of the red zone. I went across the street just to watch that game. I'm sitting there eating hot dogs, watching the game by myself. And I'm like, well, that's the end of the game right there. First and goal on the 4. Call an Uber. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
I get home and I look at the score and I'm like, it was mathematically impossible for them to blow that.
Yeah, yeah.
You take a knee and let them run out of timeouts, and now they got 18 seconds to go 90 yards.
No. They would have had about 50, 55 seconds if they played it the right way instead of a minute and a half. And no timeouts. So they would have had to go to the sidelines instead of over the middle, which they immediately went for 20 yards. And then he went for another 20 yards. But to be honest, if the Cowboys hadn't given up that third and 11 on the play before, then it's like now we've stopped them with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
That was a shitty fucking defense.
Eli,
play.
First of all, the running back, Jennings, throws fucking Eli Manning under the fucking bus.
And the coach in a way.
You know, no, but Eli made the call.
Oh, I thought the coach said that.
Eli said don't score to the guy.
Yeah, twice.
Like,
twice.
Why not? But it seemed like they plugged up those holes anyway. I mean, they got right.
They were
down
showing it. It wasn't happening. I can understand if you would have scored and they would only be up, you were up by maybe 6. Then you're like, oh, fuck, they could come down and score.
Yeah.
They have to score twice to beat you.
Yes, and get an onside kick. Three things have to happen. They have to score quickly. They have to get an onside kick, and then they have to score quickly or get in scoring range quickly.
Maybe this was just a heat check by Eli going, I just signed a new contract, bitch. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
But more importantly, on that last play, which was stupid to decide to throw it in the first place, don't throw it out of bounds. Slide, stay in bounds, take a sack, and keep the fucking clock running.
Stay in bounds, exactly. Yeah.
Every coach...
Down was that where he threw it out of bounds?
Third. So then they had to kick on 4.
He said he didn't realize, and I know this rule because the Cowboys were hurt by it the year before.
Thought they had out of timeouts.
If there's a penalty, even if it's declined, the clock stops.
Right.
So you're like, we don't want it. We'll just take the 7 yards rushing we got.
Well, I heard that Eli said he thought they were out of timeouts.
No, he thought they had one more.
Because he thought they called a timeout on that play with a penalty.
I got you. Okay, I got
just
you.
Unbelievable.
What I understand is, why wouldn't you always just jump off sides at that point, or do something where it's like, you know, we need, unless nothing that's an automatic first down, but anything that's like half a distance, it's like, I mean, I guess it gives.
Well, defensive fast. Penalties will stop the clock, but offensive penalties won't.
Right, right.
So you can't intentionally stop the clock.
Yeah, if you're on defense, you're trying to preserve time, fucking penalty.
No, true.
You know, why not? If it stops, even if they decline it, then it's like, I mean, I guess the problem is you would get the down, and if they chose to call it, you're just 5 yards up, and then no down.
Yeah, that was a good game. Both games last night were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, do you think Atlanta's better than Philly?
I mean, hold obviously. On.
They did a terrible
What's
job running.
What's feedback Philly? From?
Is that your computer, Ari?
Ari, your computer. We can hear it.
I don't hear anything. Hold on, I'll press mute.
We hear it.
Hold on, press mute.
Hello?
It's his speakers are too loud.
It might be your speakers are too loud.
It's real time. How about that?
Yellow.
Hi.
Now I can't hear you.
That's weird. I don't know.
That just came out of nowhere, too, right?
Yeah.
Because I just hear, hup.
I can still hear it.
How did that just change? It is what it is.
Can you hear it now?
No.
Nope.
Well, what'd you do? What'd you do?
It's good.
You gotta take your mouth away from the speakers or I can't hear you.
You what?
What did you do?
I just pressed mute. Did it go away?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone away now. I can't even hear it now.
Now I can hear you. Now I can't hear it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I pressed mute and unmute on my computer.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are overrated.
Us? Yeah, you can totally hear. Okay, so what's okay?
I think the Eagles are overrated. I thought they're overrated going in. Everyone's like, these guys could make a Super Bowl run. I'm like, they lost so many people.
They made bad moves.
I think Kelly is very arrogant. I think Chip Kelly really thinks, hey man, I'm going to run shit the way I'm going to run shit, and it's going to work like a charm. And you know, year three of him coaching, I think his little gimmicky system starting to get figured out. That fucking foot on the gas, let's keep the offense going. Falcons were very ready for that, and so are 16 other teams this year going to be.
How are the Falcons going to be this year? Because I'm hearing differing reports.
Real quickly, though, on the Eagles, do you see that play that they called where it looks like monkey sucking monkey cocksucker?
No. Wait, what?
Can you look it up? Go look up Deadspin and look up look up the monkey, and it's
how
the guy's
racist.
Calling a play. Like, seriously, watch it.
How racist.
What is this Eagle game? What is this Eagle play? What is the name of this play the Eagles are running right here? And you see this coach.
What are you hearing about the Falcons, bro? Totally healthy.
I've heard that they're like actually a decent team. They have injuries before, and everybody else is like, no, that's just a bad team.
No, they're wrong. We lost our entire offensive line. Last year we went through four centers. Our fourth center, we signed him week 10, wasn't even in the NFL when we signed him, and he finished the season for us.
That's so weird because four centers went through your mom last night.
Whoa! Real rude.
I don't even really understand that.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Yeah. Not the greatest joke.
I like how you got
breaking news. Oh, bring it closer. Can you bring it closer?
Well, guys, I got an announcement to make.
Another one? More breaking news?
Well, we got a new sponsor.
Okay.
I figured I should do it during football.
Always the one. Okay, go on. And then we're going to bring on this guy.
Okay, it's called Draft. If you go to playdraft.com use the /punchdrunksports, there's an app. You can keep track of all your fucking fantasy teams, and you can play against us.
Yeah, you can play. You can play daily. You can have weekly, just 1 week games, and you can play for cash. Both people can put. You can put up $20 against each other, and then whoever wins, it sends you the other person's money.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Isn't that badass?
That's right. It costs $5 to sign up, but if you play us at playdraft.com/punchdrunksports, they will refund your $5.
Whoa, big bucks. Why'd you decide to run this right now? Because we kind of were talking about earlier, and then you're like, no, next week.
Well, we're now. Now
I got the information.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that a lot. So basically we get this app. You go on there, you put in Punch Drunk Sports.
Playdraft.com/punchdrunksports. You can download it. You can go on your phone. It keeps track of all your fantasy leagues. and you can play against us in our own league. You can do 1 week leagues. They also have football. They also have
college football.
College football. Yeah. So you can do 1 week thing. You can play against two friends if you want. You can go head to head right now. Who can draft the best team for this week?
Yep, that's awesome, man.
That's pretty cool. So it's draft. The app is called Draft.
Yeah, but it's playdraft.com/punchdrunksports.
playdraft.com/punchdrunksports.
Yeah. I never understood there's a front slash and backslash. It's always the same slash, right?
I've never seen, no. There's
one's facing one way, one's facing the other way.
No one ever goes front slash. No one goes front slash.
Yeah. So this is backslash and that's slash.
Yeah, front slash.
Yeah, you
is
want
for
this
fucking
one.
Idiots.
This is backslash.
I think front slash is for like ISIS and shit.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, playdraft.com/punchdrunksports. So, did we cover how Tony Romo has the most fourth quarter comebacks in NFL since 2006?
I was saying this at work the other at the Red Zone. He is so underrated.
So underrated.
Gets shit on so much. I mean, just because he loses either in a big game, which a lot of times it wasn't his fault, a lot of times it was.
Or taking a snap that he muffed a fucking extra point snap, and he had like three things in the playoffs, and that was it.
Yeah, but it's like your legacy for some reason in the NFL, not so much more so than in any other sport, but in the NFL, your legacy isn't this guy has, 200, he's like 85 and 15 in the regular season. Doesn't matter. He's 1-5 in the playoffs, so he's an asshole.
Yeah,
he does have choke in bad situations.
Yeah, now, but it's been years since he has. It's been a long time since he has. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs for a long time, right? We talked about that. And then people are like, he's choked. I'm like, he choked like three times in his first 4 years, and that was a long time ago.
I'm so glad.
He hasn't all in the playoffs in the last 5 or 6 years.
I'm so glad Dez hurt his foot, and he's out 4 weeks because the Falcons play Dallas in 2 weeks.
Well,
so,
all
so
the
we don't have to face Dez.
Getting that win was even more important now that we're going to miss Dez. Because a lot of guys, if you would lose your running back, like we could replace him. We're not quite as good. But Dez is a playmaker.
Oh, absolutely.
He changes the game.
Game changes. Just like Julio Jones.
He is good. He is good.
How good is Julio Jones, by the way?
Fantastic.
How good is he?
I mean, 11 catches, 2 touchdowns.
Here is
and that's the first half. That was in the first
11 catches, 2 touchdowns in the first
half.
Look
at this. Look at that play.
Yep.
What's that called? Monkey cocksucker?
It's a coach going like this.
Here it is. It's called monkey cocksucker.
Higher, higher, a little higher. Perfect.
What can
it's like a 1940s, 1950s cartoon.
It's a way to distract someone.
Even better, he's doing this. He's doing this move.
Oh, wait. And there's a dude to the left of him who you can kind of see, too, is also doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's more racist, though, to show him do it. Yeah.
I was really impressed with the 49ers. Everybody thought Minnesota was going to go in there and whoop their ass with Adrian Peterson back. The Niners lost so many people. That Carlos Hyde kid is going to be special.
Yeah, I mean, I could not believe how Adrian Peterson got nothing going.
I can. He's old. He only had one good comeback year. Everyone keeps saying he's the best thing ever. He had one great comeback year.
Dude,
and
that guy's a guaranteed 1,000-yard rusher, if not more.
Yeah, it's weird, though. If you make you're
who's
living
a guaranteed
1,000-yard
rusher?
Frank, can you look up Adrian Peterson's numbers, career numbers, like by season? Yeah. You'll see it.
He had
every
one 2,000-yard season.
And then he had like 7,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, but, dude, you think like if you had a year off from running, right? You know, that your legs might get, a little healing up, not so much tear. Then you come to camp and you get in the mode. Like, you ever play basketball, you stop playing, you're like, I haven't played forever, you come back, you're just clinking it. Well, not once you get back in the training camp, that kind of works out the kinks, and you'd think he'd have, a little less wear in his legs would be, like, a little healed up.
You would think, there is a thing of, like, he hasn't had full contact in longer than a year because he didn't play a single preseason game. They kept him out of the whole preseason. So this really was his first time being hit, other than in practice, where I bet if you lay fucking Adrian Peterson out in a practice, there's going to be a talking to coming your way.
Yeah.
So this is the first time he's had real, real contact. And, I would equate it to a little bit of almost like ring rust, where it's like he might get going. But I definitely expected him to go off. I texted Tripoli last night back to the Eagles.
How's he doing?
He seems okay.
Okay.
Yeah, these, no, man. He's not relapsing.
Sam Bradford.
Yeah, these numbers. The numbers for Adrian Peterson are terrible the past 2 years.
No, oh, yeah, he didn't even play.
He didn't play last year.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
He got 0 yards last year.
Just couldn't get it going.
Nah, man. He had so many fumbles last year.
Yeah.
Let's take an NFL caller.
There's no calls. Hey, if you want to talk NFL, give us a call. 323-282-7424.
So listen to this. So Sam Bradford.
Skype handle. 18. AGC Studio Hollywood.
18.
Give us a call.
18 for 30.
Anytime. No,
God. 18 for 30. Sam Bradford's career numbers. 18 wins, 30 losses, 31 games missing with injuries. And we got to hear how great this guy is all the time, but Tony Romo's a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's winning percentage is like, would be a decent baseball batting percentage.
Yeah, that's true.
He was like, I've torn two MCLs, and I'm a starting quarterback in week one. Things are pretty cool.
All right, let's take a call. Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports.
Where are you calling from?
915, which is?
Cortland, New York.
Where is it? Texas.
Texas.
Hey, if the towel that's around your phone, if you could just sort of double that up to make it more muffly.
Yeah, it sounds like you're calling in for a ransom.
Calling from the International Space Station.
So what's up?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
What's the topic? I feel like I might be behind a bit. When I'm watching here on the screen, I just want to talk about, the whole... Nope. I feel optimistic because I stopped watching the NFL last season because all the penalties, just disrupting the flow of the game. And I feel pretty optimistic this season. I didn't see too many ridiculous penalties for, overhits or anything like that. You know, for me personally, I used to play football back in the day, and it was all about...
Oh, tell us about your high school career. Was it killing? Did you kill it?
I mean, I was what you call a pseudo phenom. You know what I mean?
Oh, pseudo phenom, like a fake phenom.
Yeah, a pseudo phenom, right?
Cool.
I thought I was good, but in Texas, you know, once you get out there and play, once you get out there and play the real boys, you know, who are like the top recruits in the nation,
who are the real boys? El Paso?
El Paso is not. They're not.
Who's the real boys?
The real boy view is when you start getting to Odessa.
Who are those Odessa Land Sharks? Is that who they are? Odessa Land Sharks?
Down into San Antonio where they knock referees out.
Yeah, did you see that?
That was crazy.
Yeah, the referees are ruthless. I was playing a playoff game against a player who's now in the NFL.
Name him.
Sophomore running back at the time.
Name him.
Hold on.
Vinatieri. Vinatieri?
No. Vinatieri, no. It was, what's his name? He's on the Rams. He played for Texas Tech.
Oh, he played
the special teams right now.
Oh, the mascot?
He was on the highlight. He did a key block. I don't know. I don't know his name. It's a massacre of a name.
Can I ask you something? Do you use this to get laid? Are you like, I played against that guy who was special teams on that team?
Everybody is one move away from some guy that's playing pro sports. It's like, yeah, dude,
Verlander used to
pitch against my cousin.
Fernando Venezuela is my gardener.
You know, exactly, yeah. Everybody knows one guy. Well, you're like one click away from fucking... from a famous athlete.
Yeah, as if that makes them a famous athlete.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, dude. So what are you calling in to tell us about how great you were in high school?
No. I was Glory not days. Great. That's why I use the term pseudo-phenom.
Oh.
What position did you play? Long snapper.
Left out.
Hello?
No.
What fucking position did you play?
I said linebacker.
Oh, linebacker.
Did anyone hear linebacker?
No, I heard widebacker.
Widebacker. We got a double Ari and Ari right there.
His name is Marquez. Bradley Marquez.
Oh, no.
That's bullshit.
That's a special teamers right there. Bradley Marquez.
That sounds like a porn star, does it?
It does.
So where do you in Texas are you from?
I'm from El Paso. We're not the real deal.
Oh, okay.
Over the border?
But they think they are.
Oh, okay.
If you ask anyone from there, they'll consider themselves to be like, oh, yeah, I play Texas football, you know.
Hey, Romo, clutcher.
I tackled Bradley Marquez, but in reality, it's no good.
Clutch or not clutch?
No.
Sam, you're terrible at the questions.
Real clutch.
Not clutch. All right. Well,
you're terrible at the setup questions.
Can we hang up on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're giving them one word.
He was yes or no answers. Well, what's 2 + 2? 4. Hang up. Got him.
But my,
it's like, no. It's like, what do you think about math would be more than, you know.
My favorite is he always presses the wrong button.
What do you think the surprises are going to be this year in the NFC? And then as he starts talking, then you hit him.
Can we hang up on that guy? Can we hang up this guy right here?
It's me.
Yeah.
Oh, What are you eating?
What are you eating?
Lucky Charms?
It's fucking 4 in the afternoon. What are you
doing?
Some
sort of Jew food.
Pickles.
Ah, kosher?
Only Ari eats pickles like it's a bowl of cereal.
Do you drink the juice?
He calls it the Jews.
I don't not drink the juice. I throw it away. Or I save it.
I used to have a roommate in college that used to drink the hot dog water. He used to call it hot dog juice.
That's a good idea, though, for the fart funnel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
hot
you
dog
should
water.
Eat all that.
What a good sport Sam's being.
Hey, you're 604. You're on with Ari Shaffir.
Cortland, New York.
Hey, guys. I just want to talk about NHL going to Vegas and what you guys think about that. And,
oh, really?
I'm at work, so. Yeah, so there's a team going to Vegas and one going to Quebec.
By the sound of your accent, I'm going to say your work is assistant manager at Verizon Wireless. Anybody?
I can see that.
Is that true? I like it. I second that.
Can you get us
the hookup?
What do you do,
dude? I'm working part-time at my campus.
You're what?
I go to school here at UBC.
Oh, UBC?
I go to school at UBC.
The Fighting Alliance.
Thunderbirds.
All right, so what do we think of the – I wish we had Joe Bartnick calling. Vegas is getting their first fucking team.
Now, is that true or is that just speculation?
Because no, I'm looking
at
that.
They've been speculating
that
for a long time. The NFL said several times they don't want to do it. For a little while, they were thinking about
– not NFL.
I know.
NHL.
I'm just saying every single sport has dabbled with this idea.
Yeah.
And even for a while, NBA did it and the NFL did it. Were there – this guy fucking landing a plane? Jesus Christ.
I got to go for a minute. You guys are on your own for a little bit.
Why?
I'm trying to get rid of this mouse.
You're trying to get rid of this mouse?
Can we get the mouse on camera?
Sure. I'll keep you on mute.
Yeah.
Why don't you just be friends with the mouse?
Oh,
what is going on here?
We're trying to get rid of a mouse.
Wait.
So why?
You called a dude to come. I mean, I get it. But, I mean.
What are you, a white bitch? What are you doing?
All right, look out. There's a black guy in your apartment.
Hey, sir.
What
by
if they
the
just
way,
got, he put us on mute.
Sir,
what if they just started fucking?
The guy you're helping out is the amazing racist.
I'm like hanging on,
dude. I wonder how many times this guy is like refraining from calling a man a pussy.
Is that
you know
a
what
fireplace?
I mean?
Ari's got a fireplace. Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah, there's a fireplace.
Look at this guy living a dream. No, but for a while they've speculated they were going to do the NFL All-Star Game, the Pro Bowl. They were going to do the Pro Bowl there. And then they were going to do remember they were talking about having the NBA All-Star Game in Vegas?
Yeah. Well, they did have the NBA All-Star in Vegas.
Did they have it once there?
Yeah, and they realized that the Thomas Mack wasn't good, isn't an NBA arena. They
It's like an okay college arena.
Hey,
I know that's where you went, but you have to admit.
Watch.
I've seen games there.
Watch.
I'm reading an article right now. It says the NHL is the only two places that were able to put bids in that could pay it was like $10 million was Quebec City and Las Vegas. And of the $10 million application fee, $2 million of which is non-refundable. So it's pretty serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they spend $10 million.
That's so dickish.
But that's like Punch Drunk Sports coming up with $30 for Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, $10 million, sure, we'll do this.
That is.
This is what they have to do. So it's new facilities, and then $400 million, and then 50% of it is covered by the city and the province.
So now, is it an expansion team or is a team moving there?
It looks like it's going to be an expansion.
I like that. What would they be called?
Oh, the thing about Vegas, they always go with bad things like the Vegas Bandits.
I know, it's stupid.
Or they can't do Stars, thank God.
Yeah.
They maybe might go Gamblers, which I hate that name.
I hate the Gamblers.
I'm telling you, man, the name I want for a pro team is the Shogun. Samurais, dude. You have ninjas.
But it has nothing to do with Vegas. What about the Las Vegas Heatstroke?
Oh, L.A. Lakers?
Well, that was just the team that moved here. They kept the Minnesota name.
The Las Vegas Debt Collectors?
Every team the L.A. has had.
Pit Bosses?
Yeah, every team L.A.
Dealers?
Had.
Dealers?
Oh, Pit Bosses could be good.
Dude, if you did the Dealers, every drug dealer would love that fucking
they would.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'll be wearing the hats. They would all be wearing the hats.
Dude,
yeah,
look how ironic I am.
I'm not a get. You know, the thing that sucks about the Clippers is sometimes you're like, would they move?
Do you like their new uniforms?
No, I hate them.
I don't either, man.
No, hate them.
I like the black in the center court. I like the black.
I
part
like
of the
a black
that they've
jersey.
Added the logo.
Speaking of black, watching this is so funny because it's like, this is how porn starts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Ari. We're looking at Ari, who has muted us. And we are looking in his apartment, and there is some strange black guy. They have moved away.
Why you gotta call in
his
dude
dishwasher?
Yeah, right.
To get a mouse.
They've moved his dishwasher out, and Ari is sweeping things while this guy is down there. I think there might be a mouse trapped in his dishwasher, like in the back electronical parts of it or something. If electronical is even a word, I don't believe that it is.
But
this is how a porn starts. Like at any minute, they're going to start like kind of touching each other and laughing. And then next thing you know, they both got just mouths full of dick.
Yeah, dick.
Yeah, man.
Let's get into more
I'm
football.
Excited.
Let's get into more football.
I was just going to say, now, how'd you finish in fantasy?
3 of 4. I went over 100 points.
I was down all 4 games going into last night, and I had 2 Niners and like 3 or 4 Falcons in every league. Wind up winning all 4 leagues, and the Falcons win. I almost killed myself. Just gun in the mouth, blow it out, end on a high note.
Mm-hmm. You would have killed yourself if you lost all 4 week 1.
No, by winning all 4. I think that's about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Just check out. It won't get any better than this. 4 wins and a Falcon
win. Who's going to run your league then?
Probably any one of these other drunk pricks.
Would the fight nanny be in charge of your league?
I don't think she knows enough about football to give a shit.
Okay. I won week 1.
Did you? No.
How many
you
leagues only have
are
one
you?
Team?
Yeah, I only have one team.
And you're in the main comedy? Of course, you're in the Mexican one. Yeah.
So is Tallboy running both of his teams?
I'm positive. I would imagine so.
Yeah, I went against the Chicago something, Bashers or whatever.
Cum dumpsters?
Some.
Get it? The Chicago Jizz Rags.
I did destroy him, but I beat Josh.
Meyerowitz?
If my guy goes off, I still have a chance.
He was more than willing to go bag of bets with you, too. You would have fucking got him again.
No. What happened?
What do you mean?
Like, he tried to bag of bets you again afterwards?
Yeah, he tried. Nope. And I said, I already beat you. Go with Tebow, and he wouldn't do it. Hey, you're on Punch Drunk Sports. What's the word? What do you want to talk? We're talking NFL. Are you talking NFL?
No, I got nothing to say.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, dude. We really appreciate that.
I just wanted to say I got nothing. I don't even want to say hi because I can't even really do that. I was just making sure my new phone worked.
Yep, this number works.
Okay, yep, my service has been activated. Thanks, guys. Feel free to call in and test your new cellular products and make sure that they work.
That
we would love to talk sports.
Gold.
But if you got nothing
to
say.
Fucking gold.
Raiders.
Hey, guys. My super wants to say hi.
Hey, super.
Hey.
Hey, do you know Ari's the amazing racist, right?
It's Martin.
Let's see what 828 has to say.
Oh, Portland, New York.
No sports. No, I'm
waiting
for my NBA
soccer.
What?
LA. What's up?
I mean, sorry, hold on. We got an NBA and soccer expert.
Hang on. We just took a call.
Nobody's an expert. What's your NBA pick for next year?
I don't know.
Hello.
That's our expert.
All right, put us on mute again. Put us on mute again.
Okay.
We're taking calls. We don't want to watch you and your whatever homoerotic shit you're about to get into.
Hey, guys, listen to me hit on my landlord.
you like sports?
Hey, 828, what's up? What are you talking NFL?
Oh, hell yeah, we're going to talk some NFL.
How about them Cowboys? Oh, look who's...
Oh, well, I got a question for y'all. I'll see if you know if Tebow wanted to show it.
Stop. Stop.
It's this fucking redneck calling again.
Okay,
huh?
Dude, I turn off whatever your Nintendo or whatever you're listening. You're having feedback, dude, so you got to, like, kind of talk to us and not have the volume up on your thing, okay?
Then how am I going to hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it must be my cell phone or something. I don't know what it was there for a second. But, hell, just listen to this. I got a question for y'all. Do y'all want to talk about Tebow getting about naked last week, making me real hard, and what I had to do after, you know, that? Or do y'all want to talk about the Cowboys?
No.
I know what their answer is going to be.
I mean,
let's talk about the Cowboys for a little bit, so let's take a break from that.
You fucking asshole.
Let's go.
I wasn't naked.
This has the possibility of being up for Caller of the Year. Go on.
I like four callers this year.
Go on.
So y'all wanting to talk about what I had to do after I seen that goddamn Chester Tebow?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm also curious.
Well, but take it slow, please.
I know you in particular, Sam. You're familiar with that John Doe man, that bald-headed. He looks like a goddamn supervillain or something, you know, from like some kind of. Well, anyways, I looked up POV swallow compilations, you know, because I ain't had pussy in so long, so, you know, I got to have a specific kind of porn, you
okay.
know, that I like, you know, this general porn ain't going to get the job done, you know, so
Well, if anybody knows that, it's Sam.
Yeah. What? I don't know what you're talking about. I even know I do. Go on.
Yeah, and I actually had to pull up pictures of Natasha Leggero side by side, too, and beat off to her just in envy of my cousin, you know, because I'm sure he was balls deep in that thing.
This is Ari's cousin, by the way, if you remember him calling before.
Oh, it's my cousin?
Yeah, this is your cousin, from South Carolina.
I mean, I frequented Greensboro, like, goddamn, I about call it Greensboro, because I'm fucking... Anyways, you know, I frequented Greensboro. I'm trying to say goddamn Greensboro, and I can't even fucking say it.
Because I think you're getting horny again.
Yeah, you're a little
cousin,
addled.
Cousin Jeb, hang on one second.
All that blood's rushing from his question. Head.
What's hey, that guys, mean? This isn't the dude that used to call that his wife cheated on him. Is
no,
it?
No, this isn't Dustin.
No, this
Dustin
is your
called
cousin.
2 weeks
oh,
ago.
No. Well, I got hell. I can't even take care of my goddamn self, let alone a bitch, and hell, get married. You know what I mean, goddamn, fuck all that now. Hell, and anyways, I'm pro-abortion, too, because, I mean, goddamn, I mean, hell, if you don't see, if I got a random pregnant, goddamn, I'd pull just like my cousin. I mean, if you don't want it, delete that motherfucker just like a goddamn computer, or you like your cell phone or something, too. You know, you can delete shit off them things, too.
This guy somehow... is more redneck and more red than Red State Team. How's that possible?
That is. And I like how it's like.
And I'm
go ahead.
And I'm really depressed, Tebow, that, you know, I got originally invited to be in, you know, your fantasy league, but, you know, it's cool. I'm going to go ahead and let that shit slide.
Well, I don't think you have any choice.
Okay, let's get back to you relieving this giant erection you had at the thought of Tebow naked.
Yeah. And also the reason why you're not in my league.
Why did you get hard?
Honestly, I'm going through this weird kind of phase right now. Like, I would say weed dealer, but hell, I'm going to go ahead and say it. My weed dealer here, he's by, you know, him and his wife swingers and, yeah, they got me kind of curious, and he wears this real smelly cologne when I go get my shit
from him. And I think he's trying to pretty up before I see him. You know, maybe he's trying to, like, fuck me, but hell. I'll tell you one thing and two things that ain't going to fuck me or touch me. That's a black dude, and he damn sure ain't going to put that big-ass damn anaconda dick in my ass. Fuck all that.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Well, you're making a lot of good points.
Ari, is there any way this guy could be on Storytellers next season, if it's possible?
How do you know he's definitely ahead of you.
Oh, man.
How do you know that they're swingers? What tells you that they're swingers?
Oh, well, hell, every time I go, he's always talking about this one dude he meets and these other bitches they meet and stuff. They're wanting, you know, and hell, I can't even remember what the fucking reason was I was talking about that. I just went and got some from him yesterday. And, hey, I was just thinking about it, man, because that's pretty weird. I ain't had a dude, you know, try to throw vibes at me because I'm pretty manly. You know, I got a hairy back and, shit, I probably ain't washed my back with a brush or anything probably 4 years.
Can you imagine if this guy was, like, technical support for some, like, device you had, like your phone you call in? Yeah, my phone's not working. Well, hell, fuck, man, shit, I can't even tell you what to do. The other day I was playing with a dump truck in the street, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm calling about my phone.
Dude, so
y'all
real
talk
quick,
about some cowboys, y'all want to keep talking about my cock was sobbing, you know. I mean,
hey,
I told you I
want
to
hear what Tebow did to get you so rock hard, dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, if he would have had a crucifix on, you know, like a little necklace, goddamn, I'd have probably just blew everywhere during the podcast.
Well, stop. I have a question. What does a crucifix have to do with you jacking off?
My family, you know, brought me up. You know, they was like passively religious, you know, them typical.
I ain't beating off to no non-Christian man.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I'm just trying to, you know, wake up every day and, hell, get some food stamps and smoke a little bit of weed, if you know what I mean, man.
Well, I think Ari knows what you mean. He's doing it right now.
I know what you mean, man. Now, listen to me. If there's anybody who listens to this podcast who's good at editing video, I would like, if you can go back through some of our old videos, do a compilation porn of Tebow for this guy just to beat off to.
Sam, what kind of porn?
Compilation.
Say that again?
Compilation.
Compilation.
Okay. And getting him to put gas on
okay,
the
asshole.
Start of it, too.
And if you could put a burning cross on there for me, that'll make me just right. Smoke me some pot, beat off to a nice Christian podcaster.
Get me a Marlboro for that.
Now let me ask you something. So Tebow gets you rock hard.
Yes.
Just rock hard.
Thank you.
So you beat off, what do you beat off to the thought of doing with Tebow real quick?
Oh, I was afraid.
Not only did he get me so rock hard, hell, I ain't had pussy, no bullshit. I'd shake a hand on it since 2008, because I remember that cunt the last time I...
Well, maybe there's a reason right there. You call them cunts.
Yeah.
But hey, when do y'all want cunts so want to get your pussy fucked?
In fairness, though, this one was a cunt.
Yeah, my dick was so hard, though, it was pointing straight up. Hell, I had to, like, stand up and, like, you know, at almost like a 90-degree angle just to keep from getting it, like, all over every goddamn thing in my room and shit, man. It was pretty awkward those first couple times, but, hell, I got on through it.
First couple times?
Oh.
Yeah, hell. I mean, hell, I ain't masturbating, hell. Like, I think it's 21 days because my doctor told me, you know, whatever you fucking sugar's called, you know, she's like, your sugar, it kind of looks good, but hey, you
blood
know, she
sugar?
Tried to passively tell me, you know, to work out and stuff, and I was like, look at this hippie cunt, and I'd like to open up her mouth and put my dick in it, you know, to hell. I listened to what she says because I had to pay the bitch, you know, like, hell, I can't even remember how much it is because I ain't got no goddamn Obama insurance either.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to tell you something. What you are, sir, is what the kids call pansexual. That means basically you'll fuck anything,
including frying pans.
Yeah, you are into doctor, like the chick that you want, and you are into Tebow.
Well, I think you just haven't fucked in so long that now you're delusional. You go to a doctor's appointment, and she's like, you know, I'm looking at your charts here. Your blood sugar looks a little low. I'm about to stick my dick right in your face, lady, you damn cunt.
And hell, I was trying to think about one thing when y'all was right there talking. I can't even remember. Hell, yeah. I remember when you used to rent
Hey, I'm trying to talk about the Cowboys, man. Goddamn, Tony looks good this weekend.
Tony, straight up called Tony Romo.
Not only did he look good, how about J-Dub coming in the clutch like he always does?
He sure does.
What can you ask for?
He's ageless.
This may be the best caller ever.
On his routes, the way he finds where he needs to get to. I mean, he is 6 inches into the end zone when he.
Oh, don't say 6 inches into this guy.
Oh, hell, I ain't seen 6 inches since I pulled my grandma's yardstick out in here. But, hell, I'm really just trying to.
There we go. Okay. I Tebow's getting a little uncomfortable.
I'll give you that.
How good was that?
That was maybe call of the year. We need to make sure that guy calls in all the time.
Well, that's like the third time he called. I think last time he called. Were you here when he was admitted he was Ari's cousin?
No.
Yeah, that's like his third call.
Redneck, Ari's homoerotic redneck cousin is really, truly amazing. 425.
Let's call my homoerotic relative.
The funny thing is he goes, y'all want to talk about the Cowboys or how Tebow made me want to beat off? There's no way in God's earth that any of us wanted to hear about the Cowboys at that point.
Man, I want to do my NBA predictions, how I think the Major League Baseball playoffs going to play, or I can talk about me getting rock hard and Tebow. But I think whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever's kosher.
Well, hey, 425, you're on with us. Dude, you're following. What you're doing right now is like following Cat Williams at the Apollo. Good luck.
It's like following Eric Marino at a cops convention.
Go on.
So what's up with the 49ers fans being a bunch of fucking assholes?
What did they do?
Beating that Viking guy.
What happened?
Viking, so after the game, I'm watching the 49ers game, and they have a bunch of Vikings fans there all dressed up in Viking gear. I'm like, if this happened at an Oakland Raiders game, those people would not be allowed to stand like that.
Yeah, I went to a Falcons-Niners game, and it was a very unfriendly environment in San Fran.
Really?
It wasn't the new stadium. It was the old Candlestick. Yeah. But I was damn, man, just all the Bay Area is fucking mean.
Yeah, they're crazy, dude.
Yeah, bro. So what happened?
Super crazy.
So what happened?
I had one experience back in 2009 when Hasselbeck crunched his shoulder on the two-yard line, diving in. Do you guys remember that game? Anyway, it's Seahawks fan here.
Yeah.
I was there with my ex-wife at the time. I had this blue mohawk, and they're calling me faggot and shit. I had my arm in my arm, and everything was like, what are you talking about? You live in San Francisco. You calling me a fag?
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. Jeez, a lot of homoerotic
stuff. So what happened with the Vikings fans thing?
I'm trying to find it. Basically,
I found it off your Twitter, Triple A, so.
Okay. Viking fan. Dude, these 49ers fans beat the shit out of this Viking fan.
But it was the fans, not the players.
Yeah, the fans.
Oh, okay.
In the parking lot.
I thought you guys were saying that the 49ers
did. Probably Raiders fans couldn't get tickets.
What's that?
They're probably Raiders fans who couldn't get tickets.
Why would Raiders fans want tickets to 49ers games?
Because that's all that was available. That's all they could rob.
That's all they could rob.
Dude, that
was 49ers fans.
Worst stadium in football is Oakland Stadium.
May as well root for the home team, bro.
It's awful. It looks like shit on TV. It looks like you're playing in a sand lot.
I wish someone would buy the Raiders.
It's just terrible.
Buy the Raiders from Mark Davis.
Just end it.
No, don't end it. Don't end it.
Say we're becoming the Minneapolis Lakers.
Dude. What I don't get is why can't they switch the field out and then turn it back to a baseball field somehow?
I don't know.
Because cops, man.
Because it's an old... What was that? That was so random. Because it's an old field. It's not like these new fields where they make...
Sorry. Because of left-handed people, man. It's the lefties, bro.
Let's see this, and then we'll... Here it is.
I mean, you know... It's so dumb. There's not a lot more stupid.
Look at this, dude. Oh!
Wow, they're really kicking the fuck out of this guy. So we're watching this video, and it's pretty much a guy in a Vikings jersey on his hands and knees and while everybody else is playing kickball
with his
face.
Some guy in a Rice jersey just won't stop kicking this guy.
Oh, man.
I mean, you would think what Jerry Rice
is... get off?
Yeah, they're trying to break it up.
This is heartbreaking.
How do I fucking make this
bigger? Makes me feel bad about humanity. That people would be so violent and try to ruin some guy's life because he happens to root for a different team. And they didn't even win the game.
Oh, really?
And Minnesota didn't even win the game. This guy's just Who knows what he did, though? I wasn't there. Maybe the
They're
guy
saying
started
he pushed
it.
Pushed
it.
But you never know. What he said didn't deserve any type of beatdown like that. It's really fucked up.
I agree.
It's just like, it's a sports game, dude. You talk shit, and that's all you do. But you don't fight over a fucking game.
And it's a lot of booze involved, too. A lot of drunken fucking shit talking.
And you know, Dodger fans and LA fans get a lot of shit, but man, more and more, it's like, it's becoming like the Bay Area. It's like, and I love San Francisco in terms of stand up and all that and doing gigs up there. But at the end of the day, dude, that area just, you can't fight sports fans.
That's why you guys need to come up to Seattle more.
I'd love to, dude. I've been trying to hit up a couple clubs up there. They've been, I've been working on it.
Go to Tacoma if you can't go to Seattle or Bellevue. Anyways, you guys have a good one. Going offline.
Boy, he just fucking hung up on us. That was nice.
Did he say don't hang up on and then hung up?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. He gets
pretty solid.
Yeah. He gets
He's like, unless Sam wants to ask me a yes or no question, I'm going to hang up on you guys.
Where
are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area, so my dad wouldn't take me to Dodger Giants games.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, unless he wanted to punish you.
Well, because it would get it would get ugly. We could go to Oakland A's games, and they would be fine. He actually wrote an article, and it came out in the newspaper about how he was like, as a Dodgers fan, he's like, it sucks that I can't just bring my kids to games because then people throw shit. And
I remember when I was a little kid, I was probably, I was young. I was maybe 8 and went to a Cubs game, and it was Cubs, maybe Brewers. It was one of like the more local kind of rivalries. After the game, I saw the most violent, terrifying fist fight.
What?
Like, the games, and it was like
lesbians?
A big circle. It was like a huge circle of people. And these two dudes, it was like two Tate Fletchers. Just like blow for blow, like look like a Rocky movie. I'm still a little afraid
Rock
of
hard?
That. A little afraid of that. Like, I went,
it's
traumatized me.
Hey, it's a mob mentality.
It traumatized me.
Right, because like,
for
you,
years.
Like, you want.
Yeah. And you get sucked into that frenzy of like, yeah, kill him. Kill. And then you're like, later on, you're like, wow, that poor guy.
Dude, the psychology behind mob mentality is insane.
Well, it's just like you don't think. Because everybody's connected. There's an energy that comes to get. You see it in dogs, dude. Like if you're at a dog park and two dogs get in a fight, one dog starts to whimper, all the other dogs attack that dog. And it just becomes a fucking
chickens
friend.
Do that. Chickens peck at a fucking sick chicken until it's dead. You got to separate them.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get the breaking news sound effect?
This just in. Yes, you can get the breaking news sound effect.
I wanted to know if I could get it.
Oh, okay.
Breaking news. I can get the breaking news sound effect.
Okay, that's it.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I believe I have a hookup for Dodgers playoff tickets.
Whoa.
And I got a hookup for good Clipper seats, and if you buy them before the season starts, they're like way cheap.
Really?
Yep.
Hold on, stop.
What's a hookup? Hookup means we can get a discount. Is that what you're talking about?
On the Clippers discount.
Yeah.
Dodgers playoffs, I think free.
Whoa!
Stat point. Look up the first game of the playoffs. When does that start?
Dana loves the fucking Dodgers.
That'd be amazing. I would love that. Let's do a punch drunk fucking Dodgers playoff game.
I will suck.
So he's out. Frank's out. Anybody else have something stupid to say?
Wait,
there's enough other guys sucking my dick today.
Yeah, you got a lot of guys who want to milk that hog.
You know what? Maybe it's time to jump ship,
bro. I think
it's
a haircut. It's
time to jump
good.
Ship.
It's very fuckable.
I think it's time to jump ship, Sam.
Time to jump ship. First game is October 9th.
I'll be there.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
That weekend. Let's go.
I really like it. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, buddy of mine's, and he's a decent guy. You actually know him. I won't say his name on the air, so people don't hit him up left and right. But he's a funny comic, nice guy. You know him from other places too. And he's like, hey man, he has a suite at Giant Stadium, but they're not going to make the playoffs. His brother's company has a suite. So he's like, anytime you're in San Fran, man, I can get you hooked up with Giants games. Like
for those Giants.
For those Giants, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, I'm up here trying to do stand up. And he's like telling other comics, hey man, if you can book me on one of your shitty fucking shows, you can use these tickets.
Is this the guy who's going to help us go to Warriors game?
Yep. Same guy. Yeah.
he's got to get us tickets when they play up there. We should go up there.
Not to brag or anything, but I did get to meet Klay Thompson like a week ago.
I heard.
I saw
him. He came to the Roast Battle, huh?
Yeah, he was at the Dave
Klay Thompson
thing.
Came to the Roast Battle?
Yeah.
He came to the Dave Chappelle show, and then the Roast Battle got to open up for him.
Yeah,
there
was
Dave
45
Chappelle.
Comics that took pictures. You know, it's like one of those times when you're on Facebook, and every single person who was at that show, it's like 15 pictures in a row with people with Klay Thompson. And slowly but surely, like the first picture, he's like real happy, and then he's like... And then it's like he's looking at his watch. Then it's like the last picture. He's just like, come on.
Yeah, it was great.
How about a group photo?
Yeah, it was great because there was a moment where like I was like, should I ask him for a picture? I was like, nah, better not. And then someone else did. And then he kind of like walked away. I was like, oh, okay. So that's definitely the right move to not do. And then he was just like, oh, man, I'm really nervous. Because he's like my age. He was like, oh, I really want to meet Dave Chappelle. Yeah. He was like, I really want to meet Dave Chappelle. And I was like, absolutely, man. So he came and we introduced him and stuff. And he was just like, oh, this is really cool. This is how you guys hang out. And I was like, dude, you fucking won the championship.
Yeah.
So
it
was
like, I would not do it. I would not get a picture taken with that asshole.
Oh, of course not. He's a cool ass dude.
Klay Thompson?
Nope.
What? Nah.
Because he's not a Clipper. Because he fucking shot the lights out on us.
Dude,
because that's a guy that's going to end my dreams maybe next season. And I got to have a picture of him. Hey, why don't I get a picture of the guy that fucked my ex-girlfriend, too?
Oh,
I don't know, man. Did he shoot 38 points?
No. Hey, he shot something.
Is the guy who fucked your ex-girlfriend going to tell the story on Arch Fierce next season?
Probably. If I can get a hold of him.
That'd be great.
I thought Blake Griffin was going to do...
We'd have to bleep out Tebow's name, but we could,
So ridiculous.
So I was banging Beep's girlfriend.
What else is
up? I thought Blake Griffin was going to do the storyteller's thing.
We were trying to get him, but he just gets busy with worlds and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dude, Klay Thompson's actually really funny.
Dude, you're trying to get kicked off this show permanently by trying to sell
Clay Thompson.
Dude, no, I really think that you guys should love Klay Thompson, and maybe we could call this the Klay Thompson show.
No, Blake Griffin's really funny because he did the Funny or Die in between the, the postseason?
Yeah.
Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Klay Thompson.
No, Blake Griffin. He did he wrote and did an internship at Funny or Die.
You can see all of it. He's done stand up a bunch of times. You can see his
I wanted to do the fucking show, but I just can't get him.
Yeah, you can see him.
Have you talked to Neil Brennan?
Yeah. Neil suggested it to him last year, and it was he was cool about it.
Now,
he came to the store once.
Who do you think, and then we'll finish up on the NFL here, because there's other shit we want to get into, baseball and UFC, big UFC news.
Let's do UFC next.
Who do you think, if we can go through the games, I don't know how much you watched. I know you were traveling.
Watched,
it was a travel day for you.
Oh, I got a great story. Watched pictures. Watch the NFL in my hotel with my dad, who just thought it'd be cool to try to walk around naked.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Don't tell that to Ari's cousin. Man, ain't nothing I like better than man if I could be with Sam. Reminds me of a Southern Boomhauer from...
No, he's like Eric, but slower.
If Eric Carter is having a stroke, that's who he sounds like. Man, I bury me a baby goat. Tony Cotton said he buried a baby goat. We're like, what? Eric Carter. Yeah, man, went outside. My goat was dead. And I just buried him right there. And then I made a little makeshift headstone for him. And then I said me a prayer. Just God, please take this baby goat to your arms. I don't know why he was taken too early, but you must have a bigger plan. I'm like, did you call to talk sports? On my life, that's exactly what Eric Carter said. We called him one time. It was me and Tony and somebody else. I think both of you guys were gone.
I love Eric Carter.
It was me, Tony, and Dave Taylor.
I love it. Yeah, dude.
So your dad who...
My dad, I love my dad, man. You know, my dad is a... My dad is a great guy. He was a teacher forever. He retired, and his whole dream is to live in Arizona. He's always wanted. Sure. So he lives there, and he calls me from the office, and that is the Indian casino.
Yeah.
He fucking Busby's. That's where he gambles every day, all day, right? And so I'm like, sometimes I think my dad's got cash, sometimes I don't. So if I'm near, I always invite him, and I'm like, I don't want him to pay for a hotel room. I'll let him crash in my place. And I always... instantly regret this because he always thinks it's
defined naked,
no underwear out, walking around,
dick out.
Pants,
yeah.
A shirt? Shirt?
No, sometimes shirt, no pants. No,
well, always no pants.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I get that, though, because he's just like, I made you. You know what I mean?
He's like,
but
hi,
still,
man.
It's like, put your dick away.
He's like, man, I love our hotel room. Like, no, it's my hotel room. I'm helping you out.
You have two beds?
So then, yeah. So they just got a new car. And I'm like, oh, so you got money. So that's, I'm shutting down. So I can show you a picture, dude, of just how I had to watch football. So
okay.
I watched football with my dad.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing. I watched it. It's really great.
Can I say something, Ari?
Yeah.
Sam Tripoli, we are an hour and 20 minutes into this show, just pulled his phone out of a bag that was zipped shut.
Oh, he's trying so hard.
I am trying to make changes in my
life. Put it back in.
No, I want to show
No, I want to see this picture of his dad. That's why I pulled it out.
And
good job, Sam. Good job.
Thank you, Ari. I appreciate that. Yeah, so I had to watch it with him the whole fucking time. It was interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting. I cannot believe how bad the Colts fucking shit the bed.
Overrated teams: Indianapolis Colts, Minnesota Vikings.
It's overreaction.
Nobody's rating the Vikings.
A lot.
Oh,
of people,
you're
a
wrong.
Lot of
a lot of people thought. I mean,
a lot of people were.
Bridgewater was the rookie of the year, and he did that without AP. Now you got AP coming back, and you got Mike Wallace. Everyone's like, the Vikings are going to be the sleeper.
But the notion that the Colts are overrated is ridiculous. I mean, what did they do that's so different from last year where they went to the AFC Championship? They lost one game.
Didn't put any points up. Couldn't move the chains. Couldn't get the running game going.
Sam, you're saying it's just a bad game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... Oh, no.
Let me see.
It's hard to watch sports with my dad.
Is he wearing a thong?
It's hard to watch. Can you see it?
Higher.
Zoom in.
I'll leave it there for a minute. Let it be. Oh, ew. He looks like the guy from Ali G, whatever his name is.
No, he's not that big, but he is. It's just
he does look like a fat guy.
It is uncomfortable, dude.
Yeah, that's very anybody that's uncomfortable.
I always do. He comes to see me when I perform, and I didn't talk about the crack smoking thing in front of him. I felt like he could take all the cocaine jokes, but I felt like the crack joke was the only thing I didn't do with him.
Yeah.
But I watched football with him. It was very uncomfortable.
Eagles overrated. Colts overrated. Vikings overrated.
I disagree about the Colts.
Cowboys are rated about what they should be, which is they're overrated.
Their running game still
leaves a lot of questions. This year. They had the easiest record of any playoff team last year, regular season record, and I think they're not going to get that this year, and I think they're not going to make the playoffs.
Ooh.
Unless nobody else from the NFC East stands up. They might win it at 9-7.
Maybe. I mean, dude, can we just talk about what a clusterfuck the Washington Redskins are? I mean, Jesus.
And now they lost DeSean Jackson for 4 weeks or longer.
Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs is
doing donuts right now.
In heaven? Even though he's not there?
I tell you who's definitely rock hard, just like our Ari's cousin, is Mike Shanahan, who pretty much got ran out of town for saying RG3 is never going to be a good quarterback and I want to move on from him. They run him out of town, bring in Gruden as a coach, and Gruden, after two seasons, is like, I can't do anything with this guy. We got to bench him. And Shanahan's like, told ya. Had you listened to me and rebuilt my system or a system around another quarterback 5 years ago, you might not be a house full of shit that you are.
Yeah,
but Shanahan was the reason that he's no good, running him into the ground like that.
No, that is where
No,
he
that
played.
Was Snyder. Shanahan was adamant about not doing that.
Putting him back into those playoff games?
Oh, yeah. He's like, this is all we can do with this guy, but I'd rather work him into being a pocket passer, and that's going to take a few years. And Dan Snyder, the owner, is like, no, man. We're running and gunning with this guy. That's why I signed his checks.
Yeah, but, I know I get a lot of shit for that Ohio State thing I said about them never winning a championship. But I said, dude, RG3's legs aren't fucking meant for the NFL to play quarterback. Dude.
Totally agree.
Oh, dude, that is a clusterfuck.
RG3 is the Derrick Rose of the NFL.
No, Derrick Rose at least has been able to do a little bit.
He only has two knees. He's had three knee surgeries.
No, he's the Greg Oden of the NFL.
Probably a better analogy. No, that's
they should have cut him. I don't know why they didn't cut him.
Ooh, RG3?
Yeah.
Because it cost him $7 million to cut him anyway, because his money's guaranteed this year. So they're like, well, we might as well keep him on the bench, and just in case we need him late in the season, they got to pay him anyway.
Well, if he gets hurt, they owe him $60 million.
next year.
So,
really?
Yeah, is that what? Is
but
that
he gets
what,
hurt so easy. He get a boner and get hurt.
Yeah,
they're making him play safety now, right?
Yeah, he's on the practice squad.
Well, in practice, he was playing safety, but that's just stupid as fuck.
He's not going to do shit.
I mean, it was just in a practice.
Are you nuts?
I think they were more fucking around than not, because he gets hurt. It's just like, whoops.
Well, and it also looks like the Hoyer era is over in Houston.
I don't know.
I just think it's one week. I do think it's one week.
I agree.
1 week overreaction. It's like an overreaction.
Dan Patrick
calls it overreaction Monday.
Yep, I totally agree with that. Especially week one. People have been waiting to talk about real football for 6 months. And now everyone's got a goddamn opinion about what the whole season's going to look like after seeing an hour of football.
How about Mariota versus James?
Winston looked like shit.
But what's his name looked amazing.
He looked incredible. First rookie to ever throw 4 touchdowns in one half of his opening game.
What did he finish with, 5?
Five, but he didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Damn. I mean, a lot of these
guys pulled him like early fourth quarter. So
I've never heard of this area code. The 616, we're talking NFL. You want to talk it?
Yeah, what's up, guys? It's Cowboy.
It's Cowboy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, are you running both of Ari's leagues?
Yeah, or 1-0 in both of them.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Hell yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Question for Ari. Did you know you were 1-0 in both leagues?
I believed I was 0-1 total. So I did not think we were 2-0 total after a week, no.
You thought you were 0-1, which means you thought you were only in one league.
I saw an update on the right side of my screen at some point. It said you're down 20 points to somebody, and I was like, nah.
We were down to Hinchcliffe, but we came back and took it.
Tony, I'm happy about that.
Punk bitch?
What?
Talbo, do you think that's because Hinchcliffe is a punk bitch? Or another reason?
Oh, of course.
See, somebody sent me a picture of one of the tweets Hinchcliffe put out. Why everybody's watching football, I'm writing jokes
on
golden paper, not giving up, working harder. And you can see me in Calgary with Joe Rogan. It's like, oh God.
That guy will never learn not to fucking toot his own horn. It's like he can't help it. It's only losing friends. Only losing fans and friends.
He's so weird because that's half his act. I'm killing up here. I was like, come on, dude. At some point, you gotta just take it to him.
God. It's like he never knows. Like, since that opening article he wrote about how he's going to be on Saturday Night Live in a year. Now he didn't write it. He was interviewed for that West Virginia. Remember that?
No.
The West Virginia newspaper interviewed him, and he said he's going to be on Saturday Night Live in a year. This is when he was a door guy. And then everyone started mocking him. They posted that article on the bulletin board at the back of the store. And he was like cool and humble for like a couple years after that. And then right back. Anything he gets. I wrote the Charlie Sheen roast.
Well, dude, he
helped Ross with jokes about it.
I was talking to him.
What are you doing?
This is funny. I was talking to him the last time I was at the store, last Wednesday night, when I saw you at the store. And he's like, guess which UFC I'm going to? The best one there is. I go, you're going to 194, whatever the one is with all the fucking...
McGregor and Aldo?
Yeah, McGregor, Aldo, all those. No, what's that one? I go, that's the best one that any real fan is talking about. I'm going to see Rousey in Australia. He goes, 70,000 seats. The biggest sellout ever in UFC history. And 69,000.
Yeah, 70,000.
He goes, 69,990 people have seats worse than me. I calculated it. I go,
they don't sell out 70,000 seats.
Of course you calculated that.
Well, they're putting, I think they could do it, man.
Aussies don't have shit to do.
No,
is it Melbourne? Is it instead of Sydney?
I think it's Sydney. I thought it was Sydney. Yeah, look that up, buddy.
Now, did you see this thing where Ronda Rousey, I know we're not allowed to talk about her, but Ari.
Yeah, what's the point?
Put in Ronda Rousey voted greatest female athlete ever.
Why?
I'll tell you this.
It's so boring already, you guys. It's like, fine, she's really good.
After watching. after watching the U.S. Open, which, Ari, I can't believe you didn't try to go to that. That would be so cool to go to.
A lot of comedians went.
I bet. It seems like it's such a fun fucking event.
No, it's Melbourne. It's Melbourne. It's not Sydney. That's okay. Why. It's a new city.
After watching the U.S. Open, and then when I was back, I was watching, what was the one that was around 4th of July? Is that Wimbledon? Wimbledon. Watching both of those. Female tennis is just as interesting and as fun to watch as male tennis. Maybe more so, because a lot of those bitches are hot.
Yeah. And, well, the biggest thing I would say about the difference, and this is all I will say about it, is that the competition that Serena Williams faces is infinitely better than the competition that Ronda Rousey
fought. Well, of course. That goes without saying.
And, you know, Chael Sonnen put out something that he really laid into Holly Holmes, because everyone's like, she's this boxing champ. She's the WBC, the IBF, and the WBA boxing champion.
Yeah, it's like, stop it, man. Just stop it.
And he's like, those belts mean nothing. It's like, you just threw 10 people into a garage, and whoever won, you gave a belt to. And I'm like, well,
she's
you could...
2-0. She's 2-0 in the UFC, and she's ranked 9th.
You could say the same thing for Ronda Rousey. The competition she's at, she's fighting people who only started fighting maybe 4 years ago, four and a half years ago.
Uh-huh.
Boxing, female boxing has been around a lot longer than female MMA.
And it's still light in competition.
Holly Holm has gone the distance in both her fights.
And I tell you why, because all of the good women that can get punched in the face aren't boxing. They're marrying NBA and NFL players.
Okay.
Like all of that. The women that can take a punch are marrying professional athletes and not becoming one themselves.
Is this guy still here? Is Talboy, you still there? Oh, he hung up on us.
Did he just hang up on us?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mind talking to him. I wanted to talk to him about our wins and who we got coming up
you
next
You wanted
week.
To find out who was on your team, you numbskull?
Hey,
yeah,
let's,
things like that. There's
let's
a big
talk, let's talk. Let's talk on
let's
Nick
talk baseball
Diaz.
For a second.
No, Nick
good
Diaz.
Stories right now.
Nick
Dude,
Diaz.
There's 20 games left of the season.
Okay. Oh, you don't want to talk Nick Diaz? This is his 5-year ban for weed.
Yeah, we do. Let's talk about that.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I love your tweet, by the way. With fucking.
I got that from Jake.
Well,
Shields.
I saw you redid it. I mean, I saw it on your feed. I didn't think you fucking created
it's
this
crazy.
Meme, but
and I don't like any of these arguments of like this guy got this much for this, while this guy got that much for that, because like you're comparing first offense and then third and fourth offense. You know you're misleading the truth by doing that.
And you're also talking about a guy Dana White hates.
Third offense.
I don't think he hates Nick Diaz. I think he loves Nick Diaz.
I think Nick Diaz sells fights.
Oh yeah, I think
he
put him on
fights.
A boring card and people will go watch that shit.
It's just crazy.
Ari, I understand what you're saying, that you know, a one-time offense versus a four-time offense.
Yeah, it's a stupid comparison.
But at the end of the day, it's still weed.
And I also don't think this was John Jones' first offense.
Yeah. What?
This wasn't John Jones' first offense either.
Right, just don't compare it to other things. Because you're making miscomparisons. Let's just call it what it is. It's
Ari,
so
what are you
stupid.
Watching?
Nothing.
I was looking up the article.
Go on.
Just let's call it compared to weed. This is what Rogan said. He goes, they would have to prove, which they haven't done, that you get a performance boost from weed, that you get an unfair advantage from weed. Until they've proven that, you shouldn't ban it.
Well, the biggest thing they'll tell you is that it keeps you calm. It keeps you calm. That's what they're saying. You're more relaxed when you fight. But like other like the NFL... I mean, especially the NBA, they don't test for weed.
We're calm.
Baseball doesn't. And who's smoking pot and then getting in the octagon also?
I'm not.
I know. It's like he's not smoking when he's fighting. Maybe he is, but like.
Basketball players supposedly play high all the time. And I have no problem
with
it.
It's a bargaining agreement. In basketball, I said, you cannot test us for weed. If you catch us smoking, that's different, but you cannot test us for weed.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And in every state where it's basically legal, I mean, like, it's getting more and more legal.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
It's legal everywhere, and you're still going to ban it? I have a problem here. It's like, not only would you have to prove to me that you get an advantage from weed, but you'd also have to prove to me that it is damaging to other people. Because push-ups, you get an advantage, but that's not a problem for anyone to have to do push-ups.
Right. And Ari, I totally understand you're saying don't compare this to that, but it's like War Machine was reinstated to fight while he was still in jail for the last time he got in trouble for fucking smacking a bitch around.
Well, it's the problem is it's the new standards they put aside. They just put this up. This is what we talked about like 3, 4, 5 months ago when they were like, these are all the new regulations for offenses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that has been limpid with these fucking...
He wouldn't bow down. He wouldn't say, okay, I'll do what you say. And it's like...
I mean, that's the Diaz brothers and for you in a nutshell.
He had 2 negative tests and 1 positive test. And they go, we'll just take the positive test.
I think it makes the UFC look bad.
It's not the UFC.
Well, I mean...
It's the NSA thing. Man, they've always looked bad. I think Dana should fucking go off.
$165,000 fine.
Yeah, yep. He's got more than that. I thought it was half a mil.
And 5 years.
That's 5 years is ridiculous. You might as well ban him
for life. Ban him for life.
This is effectively ending his career.
At least now he can't fight in anything, right? He can't go to fucking...
He can go to Indian casinos.
I mean...
I know.
He'll find a different way to make money.
It's just sad, and it's unfair.
It's just ridiculous.
And the way he goes afterwards, he goes, dude, all those guys are on straight steroids.
Yep.
We all know that.
Yep. All I do is smoke pot and party.
He means like 65% of them. I've heard those guys talk sometimes. When you ask about steroids, you're like, and it's like, what? It's like, a lot of them are on it. It's a lot of guys are on it.
Oh, they especially these Brazilians.
And then you're going to talk about guys smoking weed.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that like...
Stupid.
And you know why the big problem is it's the state of Nevada doesn't like weed because you don't gamble more when you're high on weed. Cocaine, you can fucking gamble like a motherfucker. Like weed, you don't gamble as much.
Yeah, they're stricter too with weed, aren't they, than other drugs?
Dude, there are guys doing life in Nevada for fucking getting caught with weed.
Life?
Life.
Tebow fall asleep?
That's insane.
No, Tebow's on his phone.
No,
you're on your phone. He's on the computer. Everybody's
Nick Diaz was actually just texting me. Now you know how it feels. Am I talking to nobody?
Yeah, so
I got to text from Nick Diaz, and I got to text from James going, hey, bud, we got to start talking about Nick Diaz right now.
James,
we're not going to talk about it?
During a show. Like, these are the hours where he
I almost kicked James off Twitter.
You're never going to kick him off.
I will go in there and I'll fucking do it, or I'll get rid of the fucking Twitter, because it's just like, I love James. James is a friend of mine. I talk to him all the time. But he got super possessive about this Twitter feed, and it was just really disrespectful. And
he shouldn't ban anybody. He shouldn't ban anybody for any reason.
Well, I get that. But, dude, if I want to put a tweet from our website on our Twitter feed, I have the right to do that. He deletes them. Because it's not, I've worked this fucking thing to do this, and that. It's like, dude, I'm trying to drive traffic to this fucking thing. And that's why I help build up that Twitter fucking feed. Thank you. You know, Ari wants
really
to say something negative.
Tension. That was perfect.
Why is your tongue bleeding?
It's funny, this deleting your tweets. That's hilarious.
And disrespectful.
How long have you guys been dating?
I delete you, Mexican. Hey, you're all punch drunk. We're talking.
It's too bad.
What's the word?
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Okay. All right.
We're talking about Jays.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jays.
Had her on the weekend.
Yeah.
I went to one of the games.
Then they lost.
Yeah. I went to one of the games.
You
The early game. Yeah, it was pretty great. I mean, they had it for a while. The Yankees were up 4-1, and they just couldn't hold the lead. That was huge.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Jays fan, being from Canada.
Oh yeah.
Hey. Blue Jays are good. Ari predicted it 4 months ago.
The whole country's behind them.
Yeah, that's the good thing about them.
The Astros are in danger
of
not winning the division.
Fucking Ari's going crazy.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, your Yankees are going to lose.
Yeah, but they're going to. I'm happy right now because I knew they wouldn't make the playoffs, and they're going to get a wild card. So I'm pretty happy. There's no chance in the catching the Blue Jays now. That 4-game series, we needed to win 3 instead of 1. And
dude, that Blue Jays team is good.
All right.
If I was the Blue Jays, I would change my name to the Canadian Blue Jays.
Yeah, me too.
Canadian, Canadian Raptors and Canadian Blue Jays.
Because you're the only team, if you're the only team, get the whole country behind you. Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing with the Phoenix Suns.
They have that. They have that anyway. Especially if there's a postseason, the whole country gets behind.
Yeah,
them.
But when I don't think there's a Toronto Canadian Raptors. That... You're like it's like why the Arizona Cardinals? They used to change their name to Arizona. It wasn't the Phoenix Cardinals, but it should be the whole state or the whole
absolutely.
Country.
Golden State, the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. And they have three other teams.
Yeah, I would go Canadian Blue Jays. Raptors.
I agree.
Okay.
Where do you live? Like, I live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, right above North Dakota. And, you know, Toronto is so far away, but we're all still Jays fans out here.
It's so interesting that when you live in, there's so much buttfucking in the middle of nowhere. Have you ever noticed that? Buttfucking Egypt.
Yeah.
Buttfucking nowhere.
Yeah, when you're nowhere, you just go to buttfuck.
They're so bored, they need to fuck bums.
When you get a little bit closer to, like, a metropolis, you're in butt-licking. I'm over here in butt-sucking nowhere. But at least I'm not butt-fucking nowhere, so I'm a little closer.
Now, how weird is it
I'm just in
that
the butts.
You're in the middle of nowhere with only probably one or two other people, and all they want to do is fuck you in your ass? Like,
I know.
It's so awful. It's so awful.
That's why you got to get closer to the city. Hey, man, you know what would be good right now? A nice butthole.
okay.
Man,
yeah. I drove 9 hours to see Ari last year.
That's fucking love.
Wow. That's love, Ari.
To see Joe.
The longest I've had somebody drive for me is 7 hours.
I had a 4 hour once when I was back home. I had a guy come 4 hours from Michigan to Chicago, and I was like, wow, you drove 4 hours? I didn't even drive 4 hours to be here, and I'm getting paid.
I wouldn't drive 4 hours to see myself.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. I had a guy drive 39 hours to see me.
Jesus.
Did
you fuck his wife? Was he coming to kill you?
Where did you drive from? Brazil? Yeah.
Turns out somebody put a hit on me, and this guy got 10 grand to shoot me.
He was actually coming from like about 10 miles on the road. He just got high and got lost.
39. Man, I'm from the moon, dude. I drove from the moon to come see your weed show.
Oh, hey, Ari. We had like 4 people do the Door Guy weed program this week.
Four guys this week?
Yeah, it was me twice last week, and then Jay Light once this week, and then someone else got something too.
So Jay Light. Everybody loves that Jay Light. He's
dude, Jay Light's
guy.
The best, man. He's my roommate.
Do you guys
roommate.
Share it? How do you handle it?
Well, if it's like a joint, someone will hand it to me, and then like it's like whoever's like working back lot, because it's easier for the back door and the back lot to go off and do something.
Do you guys get high while you work?
I mean, I plead the 5th.
Off the record.
But, I mean, if it's a slow night, it also depends on who's managing.
Of course they do. Yeah, but Eric is roaming, dude.
Oh,
Eric
yeah. He roams.
That stops everybody.
But also, it's one of those things where, like, if I'm working main room and I get off early, then it's fine. As long as you're clocked out, he doesn't care.
Eric is pretty cool.
He's the coolest.
I do like Eric, and I think he's done
especially
great...
for someone with a corporate mentality.
Oh, Eric and Adam have done a great job.
Fantastic
across the board.
Okerson was just telling me about that today, where he goes like, you know, for the longest time it was like trying to get in there, even when I got passed, was impossible, and now it's like I know if I'm going to be in town for 3 days, I'll get a spot. It's just like, yeah, of course, I'm just here for a short time, so give me a spot.
What's his dude? The Comedy Store, I guess, is killing the Laugh Factory. The Laugh Factory.
Sure.
Nobody's going to the Laugh.
Oh yeah, I drive by it every day as I go, and I could just see it, man. And it's just like, oh, he hung up. Sorry.
Oh yeah, he hung up on us. These guys are getting a little disrespectful.
I didn't even remember who we were talking to. The Canadian guy. Yeah.
Canadian
yeah.
guy who drove.
Wait, didn't that first guy say that there's going to be a new team in BC or something in Vegas?
NHL.
Yeah.
They both made a
couple
of bids.
Yeah, you can't have an NHL Canadian team.
I don't know, you know, Buffalo would be devastated if they moved a team to Toronto.
And I love how Vegas and whoever it is, NFL, NHL, NBA, whatever the fuck it is, how they're like, every time they kind of broach the idea of a team in Vegas, they go, well, we probably can't do it because of the gambling. Have you been to Vegas? That's all they do is gamble on every goddamn team, no matter what. You bet on the coin toss of every game.
And the thing that's so stupid about that is, like, it would be so obvious that somebody was throwing something. It would be so fucking obvious. That's why they do, like, D3
but
teams in Boston.
They can still do
it
now.
You can get to a guy who plays in fucking NorCal.
Yeah.
But you can still
that's
do that now anywhere.
Yeah.
That's who you fucking do it with. You do it with a team.
It's so stupid. Vegas should have a team. They'll be fine. They'll be fine with it.
They'll have a basketball team. It's just a matter of time.
You know, NFL or baseball, I don't know how much I'd want to play outdoors in that fucking heat all the time, but basketball or hockey would be fine.
Everything will be indoors.
Of course. But, I mean, baseball, you guys, pretty expensive fucking stadium to build that indoors. I don't know where Vegas would get all that money. I couldn't even say that without laughing. Anybody watch Narcos?
Oh, it's so good.
Amazing.
So good.
It's incredible.
I'm on episode 4, but also what goes hand in hand with that is the 30 for 30 Escobar brothers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, no, dude, the Tale of Two Escobars?
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Narcos is.
Oh, that's great.
Well, it's like two stories happen at once. It's Pablo Escobar just discovered that he can start shipping cocaine.
Yeah, it's when he first gets into
coke. And the DEA agent, rookie, that eventually busts him, and they two stories slowly start working together in 10 episodes.
And there's great parts where it's like, there's one part where he talks about like how he literally has to give away a bunch of money, and then that's where like the Escobar brothers, or the 30 for 30 comes in, because he just poured money into that team and would treat those players like fucking kings.
Yeah, six of the ten major soccer teams in Colombia were purchased by all of the drug lords because they had to launder all this money.
Really?
So they go, I'll just buy a fucking soccer team then.
Because they would get so much money, there's a point where they just had to start burying it because they couldn't.
$6 million a day for 3 years.
Wow.
Pablo Escobar made $6 million a day in the 70s. In the 70s. He had 300 properties.
Watching that made me want to do coke.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. We're coming to the end of the show. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, this is Alan. I talked to Jason from the Falcoholic.
Oh, what's up, dude? How are you, bro? This guy runs the Falcoholic. How happy were you yesterday?
Pretty unreal, man. I haven't been that excited since the 2013 playoffs.
Dude, you sound alive and drunk.
Aren't you in New York?
Are you in New York, dude?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
And what are you doing? Did you drive 9 hours to see Ari Shaffir's show?
Unfortunately not, but I didn't mean to see Ari for like 2 years now. But I'm seeing Joey Diaz next week at the Gotham.
Oh, yeah, I'll be gone, but yeah.
Oh, nice.
What is Joey doing any, he's supposed to do a special soon, huh?
Yeah, in Vegas at South Point.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great. I might go and watch that.
That's not a bad idea. When is that, Ari, you know?
I think it's sometime in, when is it? Is it like the end of September? When is
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you clearly don't know, so.
Yeah.
When is it? I wonder. I know he's getting about when it might be.
I know he was just trying to record it.
Now, Alan, watching that game last night, I had the same feeling that is such an old feeling in me as a diehard Falcons fan. It's 20-3 at halftime, and my buddy sends me a text, hey, what's with your Falcons not sucking balls right now? And I go, don't worry, I have a feeling we're going to do what we always do, which is blow it in the second half and right out the gate.
People underestimate Soyman. You know, Chip Kelly's offense, they run the no huddle. They fucking bring teams into exhaustion just because you can't rotate when it's a no huddle offense. And I'm not big on Sam Bradford, but look, they got Murray, Sproles, Matthews. These are game changers.
Yep.
So it didn't really surprise me at all. Atlanta, they're still a work in progress, but I haven't seen an aggressive defense like that in years. So
our defense looked really good. Anytime anybody had the ball, they were immediately tackled by like 7 red jerseys. And as a Falcons fan, I'm just used to, like, the bullfighting cape and Toro, and they just blow by one guy for a 70-yard game.
I respect that.
The flocking to the guy with the ball was a very new thing for us, and I was excited to see that.
Totally. Now, they play Giants, then they play the Cowboys. Now, Ari, how you worried about without Dez? Because I don't think there's any other receiver on Dallas right now that you could say is a threat.
No, not a threat for sure. I mean, they're going to have to run system. But the thing is,
Witten.
It is just one player. He's not a threat. He just picks up plays. You know, he's not like he can always torch you. He's just always open here and there. He just knows his holes. But like, and he's great at it. But there's nobody that can like change the game the way Dez does. But their defense has not been changed by this at all.
Game changes?
Well, they lost Gregory for a few weeks.
Yeah. Their defense is
They're going to get Greg Hardy back at Philly. So, I don't know. I saw a guy wearing a Greg Hardy jersey recently. I'm like, how can anyone wear the jersey of that guy?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Maybe that guy who was wearing it was also a wife beater.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
And I'm pretty sure his wife knows when to keep her yapper shut.
Yeah.
Red State team.
You know
offensive.
It.
Offensive.
I'm a fan of Red State team.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much.
So,
Thank you very much.
Who do you...
So, what do you hang out in New York?
The city. Well, I go to college.
Yeah.
See, that's a good question.
How you do it, bro.
Ari, did you see the...
Are you a fan of New York? Yes or no? Answer quickly. Yes. Damn it!
No.
Answer slowly. Yeah. Click.
Yeah.
Hey, Ari, did you see how the... did you see how...
Did you?
The Dodgers, the guy, Adrian Gonzalez, went to go get that foul ball, and the Red Sox fan tried to fight him for it?
No.
Like,
no.
He goes in to grab the ball. He gets it. The Red Sox fan grabs his glove and tries to pull it out of it.
Hilarious.
No way. Good for him. Good for him.
Good for who?
The fan. He should be thrown out of the stadium, but good for him for trying to break
No. Oh, you wouldn't be saying that if it was your Mark Teixeira or whatever.
He's out for the year. He's out for the year.
Yeah, he is. Exactly.
One home runs. And by the way, everybody on A-Rod's nuts saying he's amazing this year. He's hitting 255.
Ooh.
So fucking relax.
Well, I mean, when you expect to get nothing from them, that's not that bad.
But by the way, guys, Houston is now up half a game in their division, and St. Louis is up 2.5 games. To
Dude, St. Louis has come back to earth.
Pittsburgh.
They're the best team
in the
NL.
Cubs played them good in that series. Pittsburgh's playing lights out.
I think they're 3-7 in their last 10. What is it, dude?
That's what it is. That's
Let's
what it
get
is.
It from a Cardinals fan. How bad is your team?
Literally wearing a Cardinals hat.
Yeah, the starting pitching has let us down for a few games in a row, but I mean, what the hell?
Holiday
just got activated today, so that's
we're six
good
games behind you guys.
Six.
Yeah.
See, it's like six. What are you talking about?
To go back?
Where's that?
Six with 20 to go. You never know. You guys,
no.
Dodgers six back.
No way.
Dodgers six back of what?
Of St. Louis.
No, best. That's just for home field. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I am worried about because I want to be the best.
Dodgers aren't going to catch them. It's fucking six games. 89. Yeah. No. They're not going to lose 20 games. They're not going to lose more than 7 or 8 more games, the Cardinals.
Why? They went 3-7 in their last 10.
No, that's nuts. That's nuts. Dodgers aren't going to catch them, but they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the division, which is great.
It's going to be a good postseason in baseball.
I don't know.
They should be setting up their rotation, really.
Who do you like, Ari, right now? Who do you think takes it all?
I don't see anyone. I mean, this is before they made their moves. I don't see anyone beating Toronto. And now with Price, they're such a team.
You don't think the Royals can beat the
Of course they can, but I don't see that.
You don't think they will, I mean to say.
Right.
Let me ask you guys, what do you
Toronto's
think?
Toronto's my pick. I think they'll also get home field.
What do you think the ratings would be for a Toronto versus Houston World Series?
can't happen. They're
pretty
insane.
Pretty much Mexico versus Canada.
Toronto, Houston's, I thought they were national.
No, they've switched
Houston's
to American.
Oh, you're right.
Like
my
2
apologies.
Years ago.
My apologies.
So that can't be the World Series.
Right. I agree.
They could be the...
Well, the ratings would be very high. Because they'd be like,
the
wow.
The Mets are going to fucking dance in. They can set up their rotation. The Dodgers can set up their rotation. That's the only two teams.
The problem with the Dodgers, and I know you said this before, you only need two good pitchers, but man, after Kershaw,
I disagree.
Falls. Okay.
I disagree.
I'd love to hear about it. Since I watch every game, but go on, tell me.
He does watch every Dodger game.
He does.
Okay, so who are the top three then, Sam?
The top two are Greinke, Kershaw, and you like, was it Anderson?
Anderson, what's wrong with him?
He's just, dude, he's getting fucking, everybody's getting shelled.
Well, let's see his last few games, and we'll see if we can back that up with some stats. He gave up 3-3-0-3-1 in his last four starts.
Dude, you can look at stats. I've been looking at the eye. We just have a falling off, and that's why go after.
He's given up 11 runs.
Price.
So he's given up 11 runs in his last four starts.
Yeah, it's fine. It's there. His ERA went from a 3.48.
Okay, so you look at him, right? You look at him, Ari. Then go check out our bullpen. They get shelled.
They get shelled.
You're talking about starters. You're talking about starters.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is, like, that guy doesn't go go that deep. Granky Kershaw go deep. After that, nobody goes deep. And
that's
we have to go to our bullpen. And our bullpen doesn't do anything.
Not to a lot of innings, which is true.
And that's where we get murdered, man. And it's just been like, it's like, yeah. And now you got to hope that we don't go to St. Louis and that where Kershaw sees ghosts every fucking time. And then you can't count on fucking Don Manley pulling him in the sixth or before the seventh when he always gets shelled. Kershaw gets the sixth or seventh in St. Louis. They're going to get to him. He kills him up to that point. And it's like every fucking time, man.
And Mike Bolsinger guy's back now, but he didn't have a good two starts.
And then we have the kid, too. We got the kid. We have, what is his name? I don't want to say Johnson. We had another kid who got murdered.
Carlos Frias?
No, the guy who pitched first series in Arizona last week was out by the second inning because he gave up like 10 runs.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That kid was supposed to be good, too. And don't even
That's Bolsinger.
Latos.
What's wrong with Latos now? Is he gone?
He's in his head. He can't, hey, dude, they pulled him for one thing, saying he had a neck cramp or stiff neck. Brought him back again, got shelled.
He's almost got a 5 ERA in the NL. Like, what is that?
My biggest thing is like, okay, so here's the thing. Latos can't start. Should be a decent reliever. Use him in St. Louis and fucking get Kershaw to the fucking seventh or the sixth. Have Latos do one inning. One inning. Yeah. Get us through one inning. Use our fourth or fifth starter for one inning till we can get to all the guys at Henley or the guy at the end.
The good guys.
Jensen is good. Their closure is good. Jensen.
Yeah.
Yeah, get to Jensen. You know, it's just fucking weird. And then they, who's the redhead pitcher? I like that guy. Do you know his name, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Long Beard. He's a good pitcher.
Oh, Beard's?
Oh, Santino. Andrew Santino.
You mean Pitchy Cunningham?
Yes!
And that's a play on words. I'm the best!
And you watch football.
Oh, I wrote that while I was thinking about other awesome things.
Final thoughts on the 616. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I saw Gabriel Killian out here. Oh, sorry.
All right. Can I live in your oven?
He came by the stand and he was like, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I was like, "Oh, Jeff Ross is having his birthday party at the Friars Club."
That'd be cool.
Yeah, he goes, "Hey, do you think I can go to that with you?" I'm like, "Well, he texted me to invite me to his party at the Friars Club. Does that sound like something that you can just show up to or not? I mean,
maybe.
What do you think about it?
Maybe I could just hide in your coat."
There's always certain people that always just kind of get in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no matter where you go.
616, final thought.
These are all good thoughts. He's not making any bad points.
All right. Thank you, 616. Great way to end a great show.
That was one of the best.
Ari, thank you for joining us. Mexican, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to start working on my stories for season 5.
Can you call this episode Pitchy Cunningham?
Pitchy of course Cunningham. I will.
Pitching Cunningham? Okay.
Pitchy Cunningham.
By the way, guys, here's how it works with the stories. If you just get something down on camera somewhere, and then I can show those people, and the earlier the better, then that's how you get in.
You recorded my showcase! You have it on camera!
It was way too late at that point.
I get it.
Because they're there for specific
people. Oh, you mean for this
people.
Season? No, Sam and I are planning on season 5, maybe 6.
Yeah. So start getting them down.
Okay.
I was working sound for that show the whole week.
I will be at the Melrose Improv December 23rd.
I got an announcement to make. Don't hang up. This is for real.
Okay.
Gary Veeder, a comedian, a good comedian, is on America's Got Talent finals today. Actually, right now.
He made the finals?
Yes. And if you vote for him right now, he's like a legit real comic. And he's in the finals, and he's doing it at 8 p.m. Oh, no, I did the math wrong. If it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Western Time, if you go to this, just go vote for him.
All right.
It's the easiest thing in the world, but here's how you do it. I'll just fucking find it real quick.
All right.
We should all vote for him. You can vote for him 10 times. It's the easiest shit in the world, and he's like a real comic, and why not get him to fucking...
Get him some stuff, yeah.
Win this big award. He'll win $1 million. He walks dogs for a living now.
Okay, dude. We'll definitely support him. We'll tweet... Can you text me all this shit, dude?
Well, here's what you do to vote. You just go to NBC.com. Oh, that's not a good site to go to. That's
just
too well.
Hey, tweet it, put my name in it, and we'll put it on all the social media. Can you do that,
okay.
Ari?
Yeah. It's NBC.com/America's-Got-Talent/vote.
Bye. Great show, everybody. Tweet us, Ari. Guys, thanks for checking out our sponsors. We love you guys. See you next week. Bye.